Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Love this song. Okay. Sorry, I had to hear that drum roll all the way through. It's taking me back to the 80s. Okay. Meanwhile, folks, do you have this thing? I have it. With you'll smell a smell, and you haven't smelled that particular smell in a long time, and it'll be a smell from your childhood that's associated with good things or maybe bad things, but, you know, for me, it's good things. And maybe because I had a great childhood. I was very lucky. And all of these memories from your childhood will come rushing back through your brain. Do you know what I'm talking about? I have several like that. One of them is roses. My grandma in Utica, New York, had this wonderful rose garden. It persisted many, many years after she died. That's how well she took care of it. And that house didn't have any air conditioner, so you didn't need it. And the summers are pretty cool there. And so, but they had the, you know, the bullet-like breezeway through the house. So they'd open both doors and the breeze would go right down the middle. The houses are built like that. And the whole house would smell like roses. I associated my grandma with the smell of roses. And man, I smell that smell and it just comes back. And those memories from your childhood are so vivid. They're like more colorful than your adult memories. I don't know why. Maybe everything is so big and new in the world. Do you know what I'm talking about? Some of the smells for me are not what you would think. Cigarettes. Love the smell of cigarettes. Why? That is the smell of comfort to me. My mom smoked. Right. It's got to be fresh cigarettes, okay? It can't be old stale cigarettes. You know how cigarette smoke goes stale after a little bit and then it's a terrible smell. No. That won't do it. It's got to be fresh cigarette smoke. Like my mama hanging over the sink because we didn't have a dishwasher for a very long time and she's washing the dishes when I'm little and she's got that cigarette dangling from her mouth. I love that woman. That's the smell of her. And so it's a good smell to me. Another one, this is going to sound weird, okay? Old people smell. You know old people smell? It's not a bad smell, but it is a distinct smell. Do you know the smell I'm talking about? Old people smell. Yeah, that I have a great association between that and my other grandma. She very much smelled like that. And apparently it's a real thing. It's not just a mix of like mothballs, decorative soaps, cabbage soup, unwrapped butterscotch candies. It's a actual body odor. It's not hygiene related, so it's not dirty or anything. And I don't think it smells bad, but it is a distinctive smell. That's one of the comfort smells from my youth too. Well, they've figured out what it is. There's a compound called 2-nonenal, N-O-N-E-N-A-L, nonenal, that's created by chemicals in the body breaking down over time. So old people secrete 2-nonenal. That's what you're smelling. And it produces that smell, which for me is the smell of comfort, my grandmother. Well, now they have discovered you can do something about it. Eating mushrooms up to four times, I love mushrooms, they're no big deal, up to 4 times a week might help eliminate it. Especially shiitake, oyster, and button mushrooms. That's because there are 2 rare compounds found in them, spermidine and ergothionine. And they work within the body to combat the formation of 2-nonenal. Now, if you don't like mushrooms, there's mushroom extracts you could try or possibly adding more legumes, peas, and soy to your diet. Actually, scratch that. I'm reading that. Don't add soy to your diet. No, you don't need an estrogen bomb. Get the soy out of your diet. But so some options for that. See, every time I talk about this, I get so many great texts that I love reading because so many of you have a smell like that. Texter writes, my grandmother's biscuits and cornbread. Yep. Texter writes, Tara, we are old. We can't smell ourselves. Now the texter writes, we all have 4 pheromones. We've just become desensitized to them. Oh, here's one. Mine is tires. My parents worked at Michelin. Now my husband works there. Does he come home smelling like tires? Can you bring tire smell home? I know what you're talking about. It's just a regular smell, but he comes a comfort smell to you. Texter writes, my grandma cooked cheese toast and sprinkled sugar on the toast. And we drank coffee. It's so delicious. Definitely going to do the same with my kids. Yeah. Another texter writes, Tara, in order for China to attack Taiwan, they have to gather their forces. That's a target-rich environment. Again, I'm not saying that's going to happen. Please don't misunderstand. I'm just reading you, you know, when the head of NATO says, hey, you know, there's a massive military buildup right now, China, Taiwan area, and it's Mark Rutte, head of NATO, and he's saying they may be, you know, building up to an attack. I'm just telling you what he's saying. And that just broke. So you're not even seeing it on your TV yet. But it just hit from the UK Daily Mail. We'll see. Meanwhile, looks like Alan Wilson is going for it. You often hear him on the show. He's our attorney general. He's running for governor. It's official now. Nancy Mace is not officially announced to run for governor, but she has publicly stated she is seriously considering it, and she'll make a final decision in the coming weeks. So we maybe hear from her. Pamela Yvette, lieutenant governor. She may be very nice. I hope she's different from Henry, the single most useless governorship I think I've ever seen, which is really a stretch. Just after Nikki Haley, you'd think, wow, what a useless governorship. Could a governor be more useless? Yes, Henry McMaster. He literally uses the governorship as a social office, going around to ribbon cutting. So Pamela Yvette cuts ribbons. We'll see if she wants to do anything else. Going to be interesting. Is there going to be a hardcore conservative getting into the race? They say Josh Kimbrough may do it. He's been all over the map. So has trended more right wing lately. We'll see. But that governor's race will be fun to cover. I'm looking forward to it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Okay, yeah, so upstate South Carolina State Senator Josh Kimbrough also announcing he is running for governor. That's 20 hours ago that came out. So Alan Wilson and Josh Kimbrough are in. You know what this looks like to me? Looks like Tim Scott's not getting in. That's been the word on the street. Tim Scott was looking at it, seriously considering it. A lot of folks who are in the know telling me, then if he doesn't get in, then all these other people would get in. So you're watching Kimbrough and Alan Wilson, the attorney general of the state of South Carolina, get in. So that to me says either Scott's not getting in or they've just decided they don't care. They're going forward with it. So it's going to be shaping up to be an interesting governor's race. I'd like a governor who's present. I've said for a long time, now that Ron DeSantis can't run again, maybe he could run our state part-time from Florida. He'd do a better time part-time. Like, you know, just 12 hours a day. Would be a vast improvement over Henry McMaster, who is an absolute disaster. So I got to tell you, me personally, anyone Henry endorses, I'm going to have a very hard time voting for. I don't know who that's going to be. They're all going to compete for Trump's endorsement. Trump's endorsements in South Carolina have been an absolute train wreck. I mean, if you tried to pick the absolute worst people to endorse, that's what Trump did. And I mean, we basically have a bunch of liberal Republicans who are going to handicap the state for years to come. So I don't know what a Trump endorsement's going to do. Texter rates. Let's see. Texter rates. I have a reverse smell memory. Back in the 80s, McDonald's had an excellent chef salad that I love to eat on my lunch break. And I would listen to Paul Harvey while eating these salads every day. Now, anytime anyone mentions Paul Harvey or hear his voice, I can smell the ham from that sandwich. Smell is a very strange thing, the way it works on your brain. Just for me, if I smell something, it brings back the memories. I don't know. All right. So getting back to the serious stuff, though, I know that's why you tune in. The good news is this. Iran is in a very weak position right now.
Well, I think President Trump will respond decisively. I mean, I think he's going to make very clear to the Iranians these are the terms. They are in an extremely weak position. Both Israel and the United States can act as I said, with impunity against them. And so it is beholden on Iran now to start becoming a more responsible partner here. They have been given every opportunity, both before this war started, to engage in diplomacy, and now the president yesterday offering them the opportunity to come to the table and come to terms. Now, his patience, as we've discovered, is not infinite. So this better shut down now. And they better come to the table in the mood to make concessions so that we can get to the end of this war.
Yeah, it's not happening. That's not happening. Meanwhile, Democrats and John Kerry trying desperately to save Iran. When you hear these interviews, the message is being sent to Iran. If there's a way you can hang on, we will help you if we get power back. Here's John Kerry. And you can listen to this and see why Iran ended up off the chain, firing at us over 300 times, our ships, our military, causing over 150 catastrophic injuries, brain injuries to troops from proxy drone attacks, killing three of our troops with almost no response from Joe Biden. You can see how Iran ended up off the chain and Trump has had to clean up the mess. Here's John Kerry, whose job it was to handle Iran.
I mean, what's important to remember here is there's no military solution to this. This can go on and on. It could get uglier and uglier and more dangerous with greater and greater implications for a global basis. I think President Trump needs to clearly take the higher ground of getting back to the table for the simple reason we don't have any visibility anymore. Insight or real the depth of insight that we had with the nuclear agreement that we put in place. I mean, with the nuclear agreement we put in place, we had huge insight as to what they were doing. We had stopped them from developing in whole sectors. We destroyed.
Yes, we had huge insight. We were watching them develop the bomb and doing nothing. But we knew what they were doing. Yeah, so we stopped. Did you hear this guy? Maybe he exists in another time-space continuum. We stopped them? Really? We stopped them. You stopped them. Uh-huh. Well, then what do we blow up this weekend? Even Russia was out there going, yeah, they've been developing nukes for a while. They totally have a nuclear program. We stopped them. But folks, delusion. I mean, I'm talking at the level that should probably be medicated. It's so much fun. He continued. Again, this is the guy doing negotiation with Iran, not just under Joe Biden, you remember, but when Trump was in office, Kerry was running over there and telling them, don't make a deal. Don't, no, we're going to help you. Just hang on. And they did. Talking about the Democrats helping them.
Remember that we brought five nations and the United Nations to the table. And we put in place the strongest nuclear agreement that has been agreed to by any countries anywhere in the world since the 1950s or 60s. Mm-hmm. And so we just need to get to a negotiation.
We had the strongest agreement ever. It was really cool. Yeah, they got nukes. Pretty much. They did. You know what? He's on CNN, okay? And she doesn't even believe me. You could hear her. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. So what does Joe Biden's chief Middle Eastern advisor, he's the National Security Council advisor for the Middle East for Joe Biden, Brett McGurk, what does he think of where we are right now? I mean, I know Kerry had this great agreement and everything while you know, Iran mocked Democrats and kept enriching uranium and all. But what does Brett McGurk think? He says we are now in the best place we have been.
Look, bottom line, this is about the best place we can be. I give extremely high marks to this national security team and President Trump for managing this crisis and given where we are. But now let's follow through. There's a chance for diplomacy here.
Okay, what's going on? First of all, so Brett McGurk saying we're in the best place we've been. Yeah, we have an upper hand. That's what we have. But now have some diplomacy. What is he trying to do? They're all trying to save Iran. Well, we got to go with diplomacy. Let me translate that for you into English. Please don't kill the Ayatollah. No, we can totally rebuild their nuke program with more pallets of caches. We need diplomacy. Don't kill the Ayatollah, please. There, I translated it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.